You're tuned to 90.7 KRWG Las Cruces. I'm Leora Zeitlin. It is my great pleasure to welcome into our studios for the first time pianist Lucy Scarbrough, who is also the director of the El Paso Chopin Festival, which is currently taking place and has already had the inaugural concert of the series this year. And this is the 23rd season of the El Paso Chopin Festival. So welcome, Lucy Scarbrough.
Thank you.
Wonderful to have you here. There's going to be a concert Saturday, October 7th with Mei Ting Sun, Chinese, mainland Chinese pianist. You'll tell us more about him. And also you will be completing this festival on Saturday, October 21st, and the concerts are at the Chamizal National Memorial Theater. Lucy Scarbrough, tell us, first of all, we'll talk about your background as a pianist in just a moment. Let's talk about Chopin. What made you want to put Chopin in the center of a festival in El Paso, and now 23 years of this festival?
Well, Chopin is a composer who inspired me to be a musician at all. In our family, we were encouraged to play, especially the piano, because I was raised in a family of 10. I was the 10th one. And so we had a routine of playing that piano. We had three pianos in our home. We had a large home because they had 10 children. So then we had to do all the functions that my mother decided for us to do, and it was a pleasant home. And I wasn't really turned on to music like some of the others were until I heard Chopin, and that was in my teenagers. I listened to this. His name is Maurice Lichtman, who I later studied with, and he came on the radio from Albuquerque, but he had moved to Santa Fe. And so I loved his music so much that I asked my teachers to let me go on. It was Wednesday. Let me go and hear him. They would. It was a half an hour, but I could run home and hear him. And so I turned on to a composition called Mazurka in A Minor, and I still play it. And then my mother wrote to him, and she found out that although he's from New York and Russia originally, that he would take me as a student. So I went to Santa Fe and studied all that summer. I was 16 when she sent me, and I studied all of the Chopin etudes, which was very difficult, you know, 24 of them. And he was rigorous but kind, and I never left Chopin. I still haven't, but of course it inspired me to the other composers. I love Beethoven, Mozart, and I play a lot of Rachmaninoff and others, but I always go back to Chopin. His music fits my hands just real well, naturally.
Well, so just a couple of details before we get more into Chopin. So did you grow up in Albuquerque?
No. I grew up in Santa Rosa.
In Santa Rosa. Okay, mm-hmm. Wow. But and three pianos in that home. And mm-hmm. How you were all playing piano. How did you ever manage to practice?
Well, we managed because it got us out of doing the dishes. We were smart. Oh, you'd be surprised how many dishes there are when there are 10 people
around. I bet there's a lot.
And so we just, you know, we knew we'd please my mother. So we always wanted to practice, especially.
And your mother was a pianist.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And when you said we played functions, so in other words, she would have you play at parties and gatherings.
I had an orchestra, the El Paso Civic Orchestra, for 30 years. So she had an orchestra and a band, and every time that somebody would come around, like the governor, and they'd ask for my the Ardanes family. That was my name before, Scarbrough. So they would play for all the functions.
In Santa Rosa.
And right, and in Encino, and all those places in uh-huh. New Mexico where the governor was, where he was doing his thing.
All right, so you fell in love with Chopin and his music, and he really revolutionized piano music in so many ways. He lived a very short life, mm-hmm. left behind both magnificent short miniature works and big sonatas and concertos.
You know, like the preludes, everybody likes to play preludes. They have their own difficulty, but they're really miniature gems, and there are only three of them that last more than 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And I'm going to play the two that last more than 2 or 3 minutes, the longest ones, and one of it's called the Raindrop. I think you've heard that.
Oh, yes.
It's one of the longer ones.
And it's a beautiful one. And you said Chopin fits your hands. Now, I have to say to our listeners, you're a rather petite woman. So, you know, Chopin is not easy.
Well, so happened that I have a replica of Chopin's hand that my son brought it from Paris.
Huh.
You know, and it fits my hands.
And it fits your hands.
Perfectly.
Okay, so you're sort of embodying him when you're playing.
Well,
I like that.
I do his work. It feels so comfortable. Hmm. And of course, I do compose myself. And a lot of people like my compositions very much. But I keep the Southwestern touch in them, you know.
Okay. Well, we're speaking with Lucy Scarborough, who's the director of the El Paso Chopin Festival. You'll be performing on October 21st. What made you want to start to have a festival devoted to music of Chopin?
Well, I think that just all my surroundings and what I heard, it all stems from my family. And one of my sisters said something about Chopin, and then I'm sort of an innovator anyway. I'm always thinking, you know, if you want to know something, the El Paso Opera Company started in my home when I just had these people together. We need an opera. So the same thing with after we started the opera, of course, then I let it go and I said, now's the time for my Chopin. This is my dream.
Okay, so first opera, then Chopin.
Yeah, and the opera went its way, and they got their own, everybody.
Yeah.
But at least I can say it started in my home.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
But I thought, well, why don't I start the Chopin? Because I love it, and the people are hungry for this sort of music. And that's what they're showing nowadays when they just feel that time is all up before time. You know, they say, how come in El Paso everybody's on time for this? Because they're usually 15 minutes later, you know, last night. How come everybody's in there already and it hasn't even gotten the time yet? So about 15 minutes before time, it was full.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that was for the most recent concert, which featured Ning An.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and then coming up on Saturday, October 7th, is Mei Ting Sun, wonderful Chinese pianist who's won the International Chopin Festival and many others, and has a performing career all over the world. How do you find your pianists that you invite to the El Paso Chopin Festival?
Well, I have an advantage.
Yeah,
I'm one of the jury for the competition.
Okay, you get to hear them.
So I get to select them even, because I get to hear about more 58 pianists, I'm one of the, there's about three on the selection committee, and so I'm one of the three, and we are not to talk to each other, we just select separately. And so I have an advantage of knowing who plays what, you know. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm a little different in my selection. They have to be of Chopin players. They can't be Beethoven players or Rachmaninoff players, you know. There's an intimacy that takes place with Chopin. And so then being one of the selection jury helps me, because they feel comfortable to come to El Paso because they don't know about El Paso. Wow, am I going to get an audience or anything? And they come here, and this Ning An said, how do you get all these people? And I says, well, it's just the people who do this. Everybody wants to help.
Yeah, yeah. Well, of course, when you're in a very big city and there's 100 competing events, what's wonderful living down here is fewer events, but people show up. So, because, as you say, we're hungry for this kind of music. So tell me more about what it takes to be a great interpreter of the music of Frédéric Chopin. You said intimacy.
Well, it's almost hard to explain the feeling that you must, you know, try to reach. And it's really personal feeling. Like Saturday night, I learned a little bit from hearing Mr. Ning An, is that I heard him when he first won in 05 in Miami. He was precise, precision, and very logistical type of playing with theory and all. And now that he's have all these years behind him, I now even told him in person, now you're really playing, aren't you? Because you have all those other things behind you that are always going to be there, the intellectual part. But you've let it go. He says, thank you. Thank you for telling me, because I wanted to reach that.
Mm-hmm. So that's something, you develop a technique when you're young and you have, kind of youthful energy, but then as we grow a little bit older, we get a different kind of maturity in our playing.
You said it so well. I wish I could have said it that well.
All right. Well, I guess I was picking up your vibes and what you really wanted to say. Okay. Mei Ting Sun is coming up as the second pianist. Ning An, who you just talked about, played on September 23rd. Saturday, October 7th, Mei Ting Sun. So he was one of the winners. He's from Shanghai. He's performed, I think I read the full bio on your website, all over the world.
Mm, right. Yeah. Now, these pianists, they've won all these contests. They've played to audiences you would not believe. So I say they're the world's finest pianists. They're on top of it. If you can win that many contests, they're severe. And for Chopin only, they have to do all the etudes, all the preludes, all the major works. And so this is a great demand.
Yeah.
And then, of course, these two fellows have gone on to the Rachmaninoff and the Rubinstein and all these others, and they've won. So that means that they're the top of the world,
yeah,
of pianists. And these two, although they're Chinese, they say they were brought over to America when they were 5 years old. And they don't know, when they go to China, they think it's very odd up there because it's China. It's China, and they're American. They're just so pro-American, and they act it, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when he was talking about going to China, he said, you know, these China, they're just not like you all are, you know, how attentive, and he was bragging on us, anyway, about bragging on El Paso. He said, how do you get all these people here?
Yeah, well, it's wonderful. Now, you always play in the festival yourself.
Yes.
And you've been playing for your whole life, it sounds like. You started,
yes,
at a very young age. And this is just something that amazes me about truly dedicated musicians. They just don't stop. I grew up in a family with my father didn't stop. He was still playing at 90. And others here in Las Cruces who are playing well into their 80s and conducting. So what is it about music that keeps you going?
It just grabs you. I guess I can't say it in words, but it takes a hold of you. And it's such a good companion. You know, myself, I find practicing is very satisfying. You know, I'll say to myself, I'm too lazy to go and practice. See, I tell myself, get up there and do it, and it'll change. And it certainly does. The minute I start playing, I get enlivened and it enriches my soul and body.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
and it's a, you said it's a good companion. I love that. So
mm-hmm.
it's like a friend.
Well,
that
you see, the piano especially, it's one of the greatest instruments to come out of music history. Because look, meaning great, because it's still here. It's better, and it's in every church and in every school, university, and conductors use it all the time, and composers, and not all the instruments can do that. The piano is the number one instrument of all times.
Yeah, and it is used as a whole orchestra.
Right.
I conducted an
orchestra for 30 years, and so it's because I could hear the sounds coming from all directions because I'm used to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I can hear that over there. I'm so thankful. I'm a pianist.
And which orchestra did you conduct?
El Paso Civic Orchestra.
Okay, and when did you... So you stopped conducting and kept up the piano. Usually it's the reverse.
Yeah, well, I just naturally gravitate toward piano.
Yeah. Huh.
You know? And I compose. Shall I shock you with one something?
Yes.
I'm just recently finalizing a musical drama called Forever Billy the Kid. And I write cowboy songs, and I write early American kind of love songs, Adios Amor, because Billy the Kid, of course, talked Spanish very well. So I try to capture a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. And so I played one after my concert last year. I played the Land of Mañana. It's a big production number. And you know, New Mexico was called that before. It was in the territorial days, the Land of Mañana. Mm-hmm. So it's, I love the land of Mañana, you know. So everybody got shook up. They're asking me again last night when we went to dinner, are you going to play that again? And I said, oh, well, I'm thinking about something.
That's wonderful. And you taught also.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Taught
all,
piano?
All along.
Mm-hmm. Privately, or were you in the schools?
Oh, in schools. Mm-hmm. I built a music department at the El Paso Community College from scratch, from nothing. Nobody was there to tell. So I just looked up everything, and I had a marvelous husband who was very apt with all the educational styles. And then I showed him what we needed. And so he was helpful. And my family encouraged me. But they're always there. I have a son coming from Dubai, coming from Toronto, Canada. They're going to be there for the concert. You know, and then, of course, my grandchildren, they all come in family for my concert.
That's wonderful. And are your children all musicians?
No. I didn't. And they play. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They play, but not professionally like yeah. I do. You know, they're just, but they all, you know, Ginger over here, she plays and understands. She directs the children's theater here. And, of course, my son in Canada, he's at the Brock University, and then my other son, he's a oil engineer, and he's the head of the unit in Dubai. It takes him 17 hours to fly over, but they're coming.
Well, that is wonderful, and I've had the pleasure of interviewing your daughter, Ginger Scarborough Anderson, for her performances here with her children's theater. Well, thank you, Lucy Scarborough. This has been delightful. I think we have lots more to discuss. We'll have to have you on again. Lucy Scarborough, the director of the El Paso Chopin Festival. The upcoming concerts, the remaining two concerts of the festival, are Saturday, October 7th, with Mei Ting Sun, who is the first prize winner of the U.S. Chopin competition, and then the final concert Saturday, October 21st, with Lucy Scarborough at the piano. Both concerts are at 7 o'clock at the Chamizal National Memorial Theater in El Paso. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it very much.